The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
In Revelations 18:23, it says, "For by their sorceries were all nations deceived." The word sorcery means pharmakia, and pharmakia means the pharmaceutical companies. I've seen another fatal day at school where another school shooting took place. I'm not talking about in Kentucky. I'm not talking about in Dunblane, Scotland, or Jonesbury, Arkansas, or even Littleton, Colorado. I'm talking about right in your own backyard. What you're going to hear today, I promise, you've never heard anything like this. One of our listeners sent this to me. I put this to you as a critic, but if you listen to it as a critic, I'd ask that you'd first listen to it with your heart, because it just might save your life or your friend's life.
Let me begin by reading you one part of the dedication of my book. I could tell you a little bit more. It's dedicated to my great-great-grandfather, Charles Thomas, who was the mayor of Tombstone, Arizona during the OK Corral days. I tell everyone that that's where I got the courage to stand between pharmaceutical giants and the victims left in the wake. But the book is also dedicated to my two children for having to spend years and years of listening to Prozac, Zoloft, Paxil, and then for turning around and providing the childlike wisdom in telling me, "Gee, Mom, why do people use Prozac when all they need is a puppy?" And keto came at a perfect time after about 10 years of listening to the most horrific murder-suicide situations and things like you saw at Columbine every day. It was starting to get to me. But I'll tell you, this little guy was certainly a remedy. I promise he has provided far more smiles than any antidepressant ever thought of. And he's only two. You walk into a room and there's nothing but smiles. The world was made aware 2 weeks ago that we are the antidepressant capital of the nation. CBS Evening News carried a news report that was titled, "Unhappy in Utah." So that is one thing that we would like to cover today. To begin with, I would like to let you know, though, that if you will read Revelations chapter 18, verses 21 through 24, you will see clearly that we were warned that this would happen. I just wrote a foreword for Jim Lynn's new book, The Miracle of Healing in the Christian Church Today. And in that I discuss Revelations 18, 21 through 24, where it says that the sorceries that flow out of Babylon will deceive the whole world. Now, when you read what sorcery is, the Greek translation is pharmakia, which means medicine from a pharmacy. It says the violence produced by those medicines from a pharmacy will destroy Babylon, and that many prophets, saints, and good men will die as a result of the massive deception that will cover the earth. That's what I've dealt with over the last 10 years. I met 10 distributors, 10 of the leaders in one day. Out of those 10, two came to me with absolutely horrifying murder-suicide situations in their own personal lives as a result of these antidepressants. That is how massive the problem has become. When CBS Evening News featured Utah, I thought it was interesting that it was the same news show that came to me, it was almost 10 years ago, and asked me where the highest use of these drugs were so that they could do a story. They said they didn't want to come all the way out west. They wanted something back east. So I told them I really wasn't aware. I just knew that Utah was the leader in the use of these drugs. And when their show aired, they were, of all places, in Wenatchee, Washington. I went to Wenatchee, Washington and lectured there, warned the people that if they did not stop Dr. Jim Goodwin, who had earned the name the Pied Piper of Prozac because he had every one of his 800 patients on Prozac or Paxil, but if they did not do that, they would end up with a situation because this man was drugging so many children with these medications. And I was afraid that they would have false accusations of abuse all over the city. The state of Washington is now working on a $100 million lawsuit that has been filed against them for the Wenatchee sex ring, if you remember, that happened about 6 months after I sounded that warning in Wenatchee, where a little girl on Prozac and Paxil, only 10 years old, started going around town with her foster father, who was the sheriff, and saying, "We had an orgy at that house, and that house, and that house, and that house." I believe it was 43 people that were wrongfully imprisoned in this fiasco. One family, both the father and mother, were imprisoned for 2 years, their children taken from them and drugged in foster care. A reporter called me from England who had gone to Wenatchee about the same time when the BBC did a piece after CBS News did theirs. That reporter called and said, "Why can't you Americans understand what's going on just by looking at Wenatchee, Washington? You've got a microcosm here." I went in and checked all the stats for that city the year after Dr. Goodwin began to prescribe these drugs in massive quantities. She was shocked to find things like domestic violence, suicide, suicide attempts, rape, murder, all of these things skyrocketed within a year. And she said, "I can't understand why America can't see this."
The My War documentary is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. In this documentary, you will see firsthand what happens when you teach the Constitution in public schools, how the media is lying to the American people, how our posterity is being lied to through indoctrination, and what it takes to bring about real change. You will also be brought back to the foundations of who we are as a people and receive insight into topics such as our founding fathers, abortion, the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Listen to a few responses from the nationwide premiere screening of this documentary.
Absolutely fantastic.
I came all the way from Hollywood for this, and I'll say, you know, this is what is really going to break the back of the camel out there.
He didn't mess around with words. We need to be able to stand up as a society and say, enough is enough.
Everybody in America should see this.
If we don't speak the truth, they're not going to know the truth, and this is full of truth.
To order your copy of this documentary series, go to YouCanRunInternational.com, YouCanRunInternational.com, or call 1-866-233-0747.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, HBExtract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at HBExtract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or HBExtract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
We have witnessed 2 terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression. America's worst drought in agricultural history. And now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from Eat Foods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's GMO-free with no hydrogenated oils and has a 25-year shelf life. It's time to get your own supply from Eat Foods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials, and you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Well, now I can tell you that diabetes has skyrocketed in Utah in the last decade, a direct result of these antidepressants. Divorce is now, even though it was the lowest, it is over the national average and hit that point about 4 years ago. Bankruptcy is up so high that no one can believe what is happening. Domestic violence is up. It is just absolutely incredible what we're seeing. But as I go into how these drugs work, and what they do to the body and what they do to the brain, you'll begin to see what is happening. Now, don't give up, though. You need to understand that when you go in with a chemical and attempt to block a bad feeling, you cannot target only a bad feeling. You're blocking all feeling. Many people will come off of these medications because they say that they could no longer feel anything. Not good, not bad. Many of them say all they could feel was anger. Dr. Candace Pert, I believe, was featured in the last newsletter. She's a dear friend now. Dr. Candace Pert was one of the 2 developers of the serotonin binding process that made these drugs possible. She made a statement in Time magazine just 4 years ago calling these drugs monsters, that she is alarmed that she had anything to do with their creation. Never in the history of medicine has a developer of any particular medication come out as strongly as Dr. Pert did, especially while the drugs are still on the market. 4 years later, how many patients are being told that the developer is alarmed at the monster that the doctor is handing to them? She warned that with these antidepressants, especially in longer-term use, we would see the same thing that we saw with fenfen and Redux. Because, you see, the drugs we're discussing here are not just Prozac, Zoloft, Paxil, Luvox, Effexor, Serasone, Remeron, Anafrinil, but also Fen-Phen, Redux, Meridia, the diet pills as well, work on serotonin levels. With Fen-Phen and Redux, we learned that high serotonin levels produce a gummy, gooey, glossy substance that builds up on the heart valves to keep the valve from shutting. The lawsuits are still being filed 4 years later. We also know that high serotonin will cause a gummy, gooey, glossy substance to build up in the brain tissue. We call that Alzheimer's. Dr. Pert warned of these things. We know of other reasons why you should not increase serotonin levels, and I will explain to you what the history has shown over the last 50 years since serotonin was first discovered. It is a natural substance that does exist in the brain. Dr. Felix Suhlman, who was a researcher in Israel, did the initial research on serotonin. He found that it was a toxin in the brain. Kind of a different story than what you get on all the advertisements that you're seeing every night on your television, isn't it? He said this was a toxin, that it would cause individuals that were not able to metabolize this particular chemical to suffer from anxiety, depression, but I thought serotonin was low. And they shall call good evil and evil good. The whole serotonin hypothesis is backwards with these medications. What you need to know is that if we look at the research on serotonin, serotonin levels are high in schizophrenia, autism, mania, mood disorders, including depression and anxiety, organic brain disease, mental retardation, Alzheimer's, anorexia. Anybody want to stand in line for those? And yet we have been led to believe that what we need to do is increase serotonin levels. What these drugs do, the way that they work in increasing serotonin, is they impair the body's ability to metabolize serotonin. They literally interfere with your metabolism so that serotonin will build up in the system. When serotonin builds up, we know that that produces, keep in mind, this inability to metabolize, according to research for the last 50 years, will produce impulsive murder and suicide. It will produce depression, anxiety. It will produce irritability, pains around the heart, difficulty breathing, a worsening of bronchial complaints, tension and anxiety that appear from out of nowhere. The list is long. It will also produce reckless driving. I was talking about road rage long before you heard the term. I discuss it in my book and talk about patients reporting that that was how they were feeling on these medications. Let me just report a few cases. You will recognize this family as the Andrea and Rusty Yates family, who have been on the news a lot. I was one of the consultants in that case. Andrea was on two of these antidepressants at maximum dose. There had been an adjustment in the medication 2 days before this happened. The adjustment alone was enough to cause what had happened in this family. We have a chart here. This is an article that I did with the Washington Times Insight magazine, and this is a chart with just some of the court cases I've worked on. I've testified in these cases for the last 10 years. Just a few really famous people that you might know of, and I will run through those really quickly so you know what types of reactions we're talking about. And then I want to go into the physical reactions like diabetes, cancer. Dale Shannon, the singer from the 60s, committed suicide 3 weeks on Prozac. His case has been settled by the pharmaceutical company. Joseph Westbecker, who went on a shooting rampage in Kentucky, killing 8 people in total, 7 co-workers, and then turning the gun on himself. That case has also been settled. It looks as if it may have been for about $50 million. Officer Stephen Christian, one of Dallas's finest officers, who ran into a police station shooting while wearing plain clothes. His case has been settled by the pharmaceutical company. By the way, there are gag orders put on all of these families. They cannot tell you what I'm telling you today. The Donald Shell case happened in Gillette, Wyoming, and this last summer, a jury ruled that Paxil, only 2 pills, were the cause for Donald Shell to shoot his wife, daughter, baby granddaughter, and then himself. The jury awarded $6.4 million to that family, some consolation for the loss of life. The Lassong case, a man who drowned his two children and himself in the same bathtub, that case was settled in January by the Paxil Company. Phil Hartman, the comedian whose wife shot him and then herself. I was the expert in that case and worked very closely with that family. That case has been settled for their children. I was not about to let them go through life without either parent and not answers as to why they were without them. I called the family the day after their deaths and said, don't you stop until you find one of these medications, because it will be there, and these children need to know why they are going to go through life without their parents. Columbine, I am glad to tell you that it was shocking to the drug company the day after. They pulled Luvox from the American market. That's the drug that Eric Harris was on the day that he went on the shooting spree with his friend Dylan, who we still have no idea what he was on because his records have been sealed for the last 3 years. We're hoping that this lawsuit will bring that out to the public. The Salt Lake Family History Library shooting that happened just the week before and just a block away from us here, that killed a good friend of mine who I had warned over and over about the dangers he was facing in his position. 70-year-old man went on that shooting rampage. The Atlanta day trader Mark Barton that went on the shooting spree in Atlanta 3 years ago. He killed his family, and then he went to an office and killed several other people and then killed himself. The New York City subway bomber, Edward Leary. The Connecticut lottery shooting. These are not brought to you on your evening news. You need to know that every one of these was induced by one of these antidepressants, and they are going to court. Okay, I just mentioned all of the high publicity, high profile cases, but there are many others, like the widow in Brigham City, like the widow in my hometown in Safford, Arizona. The woman in Brigham City has 12 children. The one in Arizona has 7. The drug companies have just settled their cases. There are many more of them. This is happening right under our noses. People are dying everywhere, and it is just horrible that they're not being told what is going on. Eli Lilly Pharmaceutical Company is the company that introduced Prozac to the world, which was the drug that everyone else copied to get their cut of that golden goose, because Prozac made so much money for Lilly. You need to know something about Eli Lilly. They are the same company who gave us LSD in 1956. We were told that LSD was going to cure mental illness, it was going to cure alcoholism, and it was going to aid in psychoanalysis. I don't think any of us believe that today, but there are times I wonder if all they did was pull out all their old files and say, let's call it Prozac this time and see how far we get. Because LSD and PCP, by the way, PCP was a safe, effective prescription medication for 7 years before it got pulled. LSD, it took an act of Congress to pull. Those two drugs are also serotonergic agents. They work almost identically to these new antidepressants. One doctor that I've done radio shows with for years calls these new antidepressants a slow fuse LSD.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Okay, I know that you have heard Gary talk about cortisol, and I want to tell you a little bit about these drugs and cortisol levels, because I want you to understand what's happening in the body and the brain to cause these reactions to happen to people, to have them do something so completely out of character for them. One single 30 milligram dose of Prozac, that's a pill and a half, given to someone who's never taken the drug before and never takes it again, will double the cortisol levels. One dose doubles those levels. Now, if you look at the research on what high cortisol levels do, we know it causes brain damage, by the way. It's called Cushing's syndrome when cortisol levels are too high. The symptoms include the hump at the top of the spine, at the back of the neck, rounded body with smaller arms and legs, while the body looks like a ball, the rounded face that you will see in Down syndrome or mongoloidism, emotional instability with the moods fluctuating from degrees of euphoria or mania, and full psychosis and then dropping to the depths of depression. This is high cortisol. Irritability, decreased ability to handle stress, decreased glucose tolerance, which is why we end up with all of the hypoglycemia and diabetes with the increase in cortisol. Muscle weakness brought on by potassium loss and or actual metabolism of muscle mass. Fractures due to decreased bone mineral. Retarded bone growth in children. Edema. Protruding abdominal cavity. And I will often explain to patients that that's why, whether you're male or female, you begin to look pregnant after using these drugs for a while. Girdle obesity. Fluid retention around the face and the eyes. Acne. They can even cause abnormal mammary gland function in men to the extent of producing milk, can cause masculinizing features in women, peptic ulcers, capillary weakness brought on by protein loss, hypertension is produced by the sodium and water retention, increased production of androgen steroids, decreased immune system and depressed immune system, suppressed inflammation response. Now that can mask some very serious infections. You get poor wound healing, renal disorders, tissue wasting, bone demineralization, and also you get calcium in the urine. So these are some of the things that can happen with this increase in cortisol. Now I would hope that you can begin to see how the body is completely deteriorating when you're increasing cortisol levels by literally doubling them on a daily basis. I cannot think of anything more damaging to the body or the brain than that huge increase in cortisol. Maybe I should tell you what happened for this to hit the news. I did a deposition here in Salt Lake City with the makers of Zoloft a couple of years ago. In that deposition, the lead attorney for this company, one of the biggest pharmaceutical companies on the planet, said, "Why are you telling everyone that these drugs are causing such a huge increase in diabetes?" And I said, "Well, I checked the stats for the state of Utah because there were so many patients reporting that they were going diabetic. It's listed as a side effect of the medications anyway. When I checked the stats for the state of Utah, I found that the year after Prozac hit the market, diabetes, even though it had been almost at a plateau, just a very gradual incline, shot straight up after that first year that the drug was on the market." He said, "Do you know if that's the case nationwide?" And I said, "I have not had time to check those stats yet, but I would not be the least bit surprised to see that is the case nationwide. I would expect it to be the same." Well, it was no more than 3 or 4 months later that the CDC came out with statements telling us that there had been a huge rise in diabetes in the last decade, 70% increase in those 30 to 40 years old. And guess what the cause is? Obesity. Was somebody rushing to protect themselves? You bet they were. Also, you just heard that when you increase cortisol levels, you cause edema, you cause water retention, you cause weight gain. So we already know that these drugs will also produce, the average is 60 to 70 pounds in weight gain. Autism, we just heard that there's been a huge increase in autism. Remember what I said about high serotonin levels? They're found in autism. I had one patient who was on Prozac, had 3 children. By the way, they are keeping pregnant women on these medications. I have many nurses that are extremely upset about this and coming to me. You need to know when a drug affects the brain, we will not know until that brain is fully developed what the extent of the damage has been. So we're not going to know for perhaps another 10 years what kind of damage has been produced. And of course, by then it's way too late. But autism has greatly increased. This woman had had 3 autistic children before it dawned on her that it might be her medication. How many more of those are out there? We don't know. No one is looking for them. We do have studies now showing that Prozac turns brain cells into corkscrew shapes, which is a nice technical medical way of saying it screws up your brain. Serazone has just been found to cause liver damage, and there is now a black box warning on that particular one. My first concern with these medications was not the changes in personality, but it was the damage to the liver and the damage to the pancreas. I had one young man who had been on Prozac for 1 year, so you know he did not drink. He had never touched alcohol in his life. After 1 year on Prozac, the doctor tested his liver, told him he had the liver of a 50-year-old alcoholic. As I mentioned, Luvox was pulled just 3 weeks ago today, which was the drug that Eric Harris was on at Columbine. Meridia, which is the same thing as Redux with a different name, and I'll never know why they put that on the market after Fenfen and Redux were pulled. Meridia has just been pulled from the market in Italy, and there is pressure to pull it here in the United States as well. Studies show that exercise 3 times a day for 1/2 hour is 8 times more effective than antidepressants. No side effects either. Maybe a sore muscle occasionally. Sugar pills, we just learned, are 25% more effective than antidepressants. So my question is, why on earth are we subjecting ourselves to this, the possibility of these terrible side effects, when we know the sugar pill could do it for us anyway and do a better job? 7 to 10% of the Caucasian population do not have the liver function they need to metabolize these drugs. That test is not done before these medications are given. The drugs are highly protein bound and they accumulate in brain tissue at an alarming rate, 100 times greater than what's in the blood, so it takes a long time to flush these out of the system. That's why I've had to produce an hour and a half long tape explaining how you come off of these drugs without suffering the terrible withdrawal effects. There is, we just learned, a 700% increase in breast cancer with Paxil. 700%. The friend that I mention in my book that got me interested because of the reactions I saw in her, we buried 2 years ago. She did die of cancer. She was on Paxil that she could not get off of. We just learned also that the FDA is working to get something approved now where 55% of the employees at the FDA will actually be funded and paid for by the drug companies. They will be drug company employees working at the FDA. But one woman that came to me let me know that she actually suffered brain damage from Zoloft. It was quickly repaired. They found lesions in the brain. One last thing that I want you to understand is that the most important thing I think they can do after using these antidepressants is to help to get the pineal gland working again. Because you see, 50% of the serotonin in the system is metabolized. Remember, that's what the drugs impair, is the metabolism of serotonin. 50% of the serotonin is metabolized in the pineal gland. The pineal is known, of course, as the third eye, the seat of the soul, the connection to the spirit. When that pineal gland is overloaded, that is why you have people like Andrea Yates saying that they feel possessed, that they feel like someone else's brain is in their... That connection is literally being severed by the high levels of serotonin within the brain. So them on rebuilding their ability to control their blood sugar, because that's extremely important. That's probably why they had the depression to begin with. And I would encourage you to please take this information to the world. Let them know that there is help, that they don't have to turn to these drugs that could cause an absolutely terrifying reaction where the brain goes into a sleepwalk state and causes you to act out your worst nightmare. And I will tell you that Andrea Yates' children dying was her worst nightmare. And that's what is happening in all of these cases.
And that's one of the main reasons why I'm here today, is to tell you that we need your help. But a few things explaining to you what is happening with so many tragedies. By the way, the workplace violence shootings that you're constantly seeing are also a direct result of these so-called medications that work in a way that is almost identical to LSD or PCP. Now, I don't know very many doctors that tell their patients that when they hand them a prescription for one of these medications. I am sure that Doug Williams at the Lockheed Corporation in Mississippi this past week was not told that over the 10 years they medicated him off and on with these drugs. According to the reports, he was on Zoloft and Celexa when he shot and killed 5 co-workers and another one just died and then shot himself. Just like the Edgewater technology shooting that I worked on, where Michael McDermott was on Prozac when he killed 7 co-workers. Or the Matthew Beck Connecticut lottery shooting, where he shot 4 or 5 of his co-workers before killing himself while on Lubox. And there's also the decorated police officer in New Jersey that ran across the street and shot and killed all of his neighbors, ran next door and shot and killed the neighbors there before going to the next city to shoot his best friend, who was a police chief, before he killed himself while in withdrawal from Lubox. So that gives you an idea of why you are seeing so much violence in our society today.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. All we do is made possible by the generosity of supporters like you. If you have not partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747, or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I wanted to say thank you to you guys, Bradley and Jake, for what you guys do. It's an awesome campaign that you guys are getting people active and putting boots on the ground. You guys actually prod Americans to do something about the problem. So I just wanted to say I appreciate the radio show, Sons of Liberty, and hopefully you guys continue for many more years to come and we can make a better America for our posterity. So thanks, you guys.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Being an armed citizen means having a gun with you all the time. Carrying a firearm every day requires a holster that is both concealable and comfortable. Whether you choose our Super Tuck Deluxe or Mini Tuck, you'll have the confidence that comes from being discreetly and comfortably armed, prepared to face unforeseen dangers. Crossbreed holsters are handmade in the USA, come with a lifetime warranty, and a 2-week try-it-free guarantee. Order your holster today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you're able to absorb amino acids and the less you're able to repair the 75 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easy to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Increasing serotonin levels in someone's brain by impairing their ability to metabolize serotonin is the easiest way in the world to accomplish that. Mass murder by prescription, a modern-day Holocaust. Not long after I presented information to you last summer, Dr. Arif Khan out of Washington State presented information at a meeting hosted by the National Institutes of Health. Dr. Khan reviewed all of the clinical trials for the SSRI antidepressants and the serotonergic antipsychotics. And he found that even though those patients who were suicidal were excluded from these trials, the suicide rate skyrocketed. It went from 11 out of 100,000 in the normal population by 65 times higher to 655. You know, a clinical trial. Are the studies done to prove these drugs are safe enough so that the FDA will approve them? They went from 11 deaths, 11 suicides out of 100,000 people, to a 65 times greater rate in the clinical trials, and yet the FDA approved these drugs for people who were depressed. Somebody failed math. The SSRI antidepressants Prozac, Seraphim, Zoloft, Paxil, Luvox, Celexa, and Lexapro. The SNRI antidepressants Effexor, Remeron, Cerazone. These are the drugs we're talking about that, according to the clinical trials, showed a 65 times greater rate of suicide. I don't know of a better modern-day Holocaust than that. We have got family members killing their entire families. Those they care about more than anyone else are the ones they're killing on these drugs. And the next information I give you will explain why it's done that way. A 68 times greater rate of suicide is what we saw with the antipsychotics that are serotonergic. Those antipsychotics are Zyprexa, Geodone, Risperdal, and Seroquel. Those are the drugs they're hoping to give you next. And yet we already know that the suicide rate jumped by 68 times with them, as opposed to 65 times with the antidepressants. Now, I might mention that Dr. Kahn, who presented that information, has done a little backtracking. Since he presented that in shock, Dr. Kahn does a lot of research for pharmaceutical companies. He gets many grants. That's a lot of money. And the best way to cut that money source off is to report something like a 65 times greater chance of suicide when you're on one of these drugs. So he did some really quick backtracking and said, now wait a minute, Dr. Tracy, you're exaggerating what I said. These people were depressed. You know, the 11 out of 100,000, they weren't, we don't really know that they were depressed. We know that the people in these clinical trials were depressed. Well, I wrote to Dr. Kahn and I made it public information as I posted it right on our internet site. And I said, all right, Dr. Kahn, I will give you that these people were depressed before they took the drugs. We know that they weren't suicidal because you took anyone who was suicidal out of these trials. Now, Dr. Kahn, how depressed were these people? Were they twice as depressed as you or I? 3 times as depressed as you or I? 10 times? 20 times? 30 times? I said, I'll give you 30 times, even though I can't believe they would even be 10 times more depressed than you or I. So why are they committing suicide at a rate 65 times greater than you or I? It's pretty clear to me what we found. The REM sleep behavior disorder is something that I discuss in my book. There is one whole chapter in the book on that disorder, and it's right where you will see the brainwave patterns of somebody on these drugs. Now, if you remember last year, I showed you these brainwave patterns. I told you that it shows that the patient is in a total anesthetic sleep state while they appear alert and functioning. That's a REM sleep behavior disorder. What that means is that while you are dreaming and actually asleep, you're acting out the nightmare that you're having. We know that 80% of those who suffer from this disorder hurt themselves or someone else. When my book was first published, clear back in 1994, I gave all the reasons why I believed that these drugs were causing this most horrible of all sleep disorders. We now have research to show that 80% of all diagnosed cases of the REM sleep behavior disorder are patients on SSRI antidepressants. That was released by the New York Times in January. The study had been done and sitting there with no one looking at it for years. The doctors I asked to do the research didn't bother to call me back to let me know that they had completed it. 6% of all diagnosed cases of the REM sleep behavior disorder are patients on older antidepressants, giving us a total of 86% of this horrible disorder where you act out your worst nightmare are caused by antidepressants. This alone is reason enough to pull these drugs from the market. Husband of Andrea Yates, who drowned her 5 children in Houston. Rusty called me as I was going through Wichita, Kansas a couple of months ago. And after I explained this to him, I said, Rusty, in my opinion, Andrea acted out her worst nightmare. She was an incredible mother. Her children meant more to her than anything else, so much so that she even devoted all of her time to be home with them and homeschool them. Her children were her life, and yet all they had to do was give her antidepressants. Of course, they gave her 2 at maximum dose of both, and she took the lives of her most precious possession on earth. That is a REM sleep behavior disorder. That is acting out your worst nightmare. Think of the worst thing you would ever have happen to you in your life. And that's what a doctor should tell you you will do when he gives you the prescription for your antidepressants. It makes me sick that we now know that these drugs are the biggest cause of this horrible disorder that we know of. If you recall correctly, there was a case in Phoenix, Arizona, just a couple of years ago, where a mild-mannered man, a school teacher, stabbed his wife I don't know how many times and left her laying in a swimming pool. Obviously, it killed her. He suffered from a REM sleep behavior disorder. So that gives you some idea of what we already know about REM sleep behavior disorder. What's frightening, even more frightening about these effects, and if you can go to the next one now, Mark, is they found that 86% of this disorder is caused by antidepressants. They also found that the adverse sleep effects continue for months or even years after withdrawal from the serotonergic agent. One patient, soon after starting on Prozac, had the sleep disturbance of the REM sleep behavior disorder, which continued to persist for 19 months after coming off of the drug. This is why it is so critical to know how to withdraw properly and how to rebuild so that you do not throw your body into shock. Please tell anybody, if they're coming off of these medications, do it the right way. Now for some of the biggest news. June, just last month, England, Ireland, Wales, and Scotland banned Paxil for anyone under the age of 18. The reason why they did that is because 9 studies that were kept hidden for 12 years mysteriously appeared. I'm still not sure how. I believe they were sent to one of the major newspapers there. But in those studies, it was found that Paxil produces suicide, self-harm or self-mutilation, violence, psychosis, and medical damage at a rate 1.5 to 3.2 times greater than placebo. They've known it for 12 years. They are now facing possible criminal charges for not divulging that to the public. You'll find that our Food and Drug Administration finally moved on this after one of our U.S. senators, Senator Schumer from New York, held a press conference with our director out of New Jersey and called for our FDA to send that same warning to our children in this country. The FDA did send the warning that Paxil should not be used in those under the age of 18. And that happened just this last month. Our director in New Jersey, Lisa Van Sickle, whose daughter was severely harmed by these drugs, and everything is very well documented, is the one that appeared with Senator Schumer at that press conference. And she has also been working closely with the United States Senate, and a Senate subcommittee is concerned enough about these antidepressants that they are gathering all cases of children and youth from age 25 and below who've been harmed by any of the SSRI antidepressants. And all cases are to be reported to our website at drugawareness.org with the heading for Senate hearing. I've said often that about all there is left to do is gather the dead. Time is here and now for us to testify for them in ways they can no longer do for themselves. So I ask you, please, all of you, please help us to gather these cases. If you know of any children with serious problems and learn that they have been on these antidepressants, please get them to send the documentation to us at drugawareness.org so that we can gather those for the Senate. There are some things I can't tell you, but I can tell you that there are those in a very high-profile cases that you would be surprised to learn will be presenting information to the Senate. And I think it will finally be an answer for many when this happens.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait.
There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to libertystickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. Libertystickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.